That's what he talked about in there. You say it's Old Testament. I know it's Old Testament. I understand that. I'm not putting you under law. But you know, the things were written there were written for our admonishing, for our examples. So I'm looking and I'm saying, God's trying to teach us something here. He's trying to teach us he's concerned about little things. Apparently, he's concerned about how we treat people. He's concerned about what we say. He's concerned about what we see and where we go. Little things are important to God. In the Song of Solomon, that little book, the Bible said this, said it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. And we begin to let little things go in our life, and somehow big things come in and replace them. And pretty soon we're away from God. Little things are important. It's important what you think about. It's important where you go. God's concerned about the small and the great, and the little things magnify the holiness of God. I don't know. Over in Isaiah 6, I've preached on a lot of time. Preachers have. The Bible said, Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple, and above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings, with twain that covered their face, with twain that covered their feet, and with twain that did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. So Isaiah got a glimpse of God. And then what did the Bible say? Here's what it said. Then he said, Oh, woe is me, for I'm undone. I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. I've wondered and wondered and wondered. What does he mean by unclean lips? He chewed tobacco? What did he mean by it? I don't know what he meant. But he didn't say, Oh, woe is me, I've committed adultery. Oh, woe is me, He didn't say any of that. So I'm a man of unclean lips. Was it his talking? We look at it, we say, unclean lips. What is it? I don't know what it was. I don't know what the sin was, but it was sin enough that he fell down and said, Woe is me before a holy God. You know what's happened to us? Sin don't bother us anymore. Because we've let too many little things slide. See the difference between a lost person and a saved person? A lost person sins and his conscience bothers him until he sears it. But with a Christian, when you're about to sin, the Holy Ghost bothers you.